أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تناجيتم فلا تتناجوا بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول وتناجوا بالبر والتقوى واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون. إنما النجوى من الشيطان ليحزن الذين آمنوا وليس بضادهم شيئا إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats had begun discussing yesterday. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the ill or the evil habits of the Yahud and that of the Munafiqeen, that when a Muslim, a mu'min will go past them, they would speak in such ways that one would feel that one is being spoken about. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it very clear that every three people that discusses something, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the fourth. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is well aware of everything. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now addresses the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us very clear directives. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha tanajaytum. O you who have iman, when you speak secret counsel or when you have your mashura, fala tatanajaw, then do not have any secret counsel bil ithmi with regards to sin, wal udwan or any form of transgression, wa ma'siyatir rasul and the disobedience of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should never ever meet on such a platform in which a person begins to conspire about someone, in which somebody is trying to commit a sin, or in which somebody is trying to become disobedient to Allah or His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La khayra fi kathirin min najwahum illa man amara bi sadaqatin aw ma'rufin aw islahin bainan nas. There is absolutely no good in any form of discussion, any form of consultation, any form of counsel, except that person that he is commanding to give out sadaqah, some form of charity, or ma'rufin, or somebody is discussing some form of good that we can command someone else, or somebody is discussing islah bainan nas, reformation, rectification between people, reforming, or reconciling between people. That is the kind of discussions that believers have. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the same instruction here. Allah says, وَتَنَاجَوْا بِالْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Have this secret counsel, have this mashura amongst yourselves with regards to birr, with regards to piety, وَالتَّقْوَى, and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the shan, that is the token of a true believer, one that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will meet only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, discussing only the obedience, the piety and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom you are going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. That in this world, maybe we think that we have got away, but obviously on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take us to task. In the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one effort of shaitan and the forces of shaitan. What is that effort of shaitan? Allah says, innaman najwa min ash-shaitan. Certainly these whisperings, certainly these secret counsels that people try to hurt or harm someone else, or the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, min ash-shaytan is from shaitan. All those forces that do this, they have been influenced by shaitan. And what is the primary goal, what is the primary object of shaitan? لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So that shaitan will grieve the believers. In this way, people, we become to know that people are conniving against the ummah. People are conniving against the sector of the ummah. It creates grief in the hearts of people. And this is what shaitan wants us to do, is to continuously grieve. But Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَيْسَ بِضَادِّهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But shaitan cannot harm in the slightest but anyone but by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us here also is a lesson that when we hear about this, then we should put our full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the believers put their tawakkul, do the believers put their trust. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that yes, we should be having mashwara amongst ourselves, we should be having secret counsel amongst ourselves, but all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, piety, taqwa, and the obedience of Allah, and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.